Hey, I just googled your name, and there's an article
about blackmail.
Yeah, what is this about?
Oh yes, within 1 or 2 years of me becoming a private investigator, I threw in with a man by the name of, who was a former Victoria Police investigator and one of the investigators who used to go and try and free people from cults, mainly the Branch Davidians at Waco. And he had an enormous reputation. But he didn't have any technical skills like I had. And he contacted me and he said, oh, look, I've got a client who's having a meeting. She's worried about violence during the meeting. I want to make sure that she's safe and that we've got evidence, during this meeting, if he raises his hand to her or threatens her in any way. So we set up a surveillance device in a motel room and set a recording device in another motel room. And I built a surveillance device and microwave transmitter. And yeah, we filmed the contents of that room and what happened therein. Help. And he says with a dry throat. And I didn't know that, it had been set up as a traditional blackmail where they were going to have quite graphic sex, and they did. I was very uncomfortable with the whole thing. You know, I worked out pretty quickly that I'd been set up to build this piece of kit so that he could get some traditional blackmail, let's say evidence against the male there. And I was such an innocent at that stage. I gave my business card to the manager of the hotel, saying, look, if there's any dramas, if we've left any mess or any equipment, give me a call. And I was completely innocent. I was completely innocent minded of what the job was going to be until I saw it, come to fruition. And, a couple of weeks later, I had, I didn't know anything about it, but Victorian Police had, been sitting off my house. I got home from work one afternoon and four detectives came out of a station wagon parked across the street, arrested me, and I said, what's this all about? And they said, blackmail. And as soon as they said blackmail, and I said, yeah, what do you want to know? How can I help you? So they took the handcuffs off and went inside, and I showed them my computer. I showed them all the video evidence. I showed them all the equipment, and they were probably the slackest bunch of Victorian police I've ever seen work. You know, if you've got a search warrant to search someone's house, you search. You don't just, get fobbed off. So I fobbed them off, gave them everything they wanted. One of the dirty old sergeants, went through my wife's underwear drawer, and I said, you won't find anything in there. Yeah, I know. And then he kept the drawer all over the floor. Just that old psychological bullshit routine. If he'd come into my office, I had a loaded 9mm Beretta in the top drawer. They never even looked in the top drawer of the desk where I was sitting at, showing them all of their evidence. So yeah, I got rid of that gun the next day. It was legitimate. I had it for bullion protection purposes. I used to do gold bullion transport. But yes, it wasn't where it should have been. It should have been in a safe, which I had a safe, and the ammunition should have been in a different safe. But I just had it in my locked top drawer. But they, slack old police.
So were you charged with anything in the end?
I was charged with build and install surveillance device without a license. I was given, I was given no conviction recorded, $1,000 fine, and slap on the wrist, naughty boy, don't do it again.
So you actually were building the technology.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I didn't know you had that skill.
You'd never ask. And if anyone ever asked me to build another one, I'd say no. Yeah. And that experience taught me never to trust anyone who's ex-Victoria Police. And I've got some former AFP members who I wouldn't trust with my password to my push bike lock, Yeah, that wasn't one of my proudest moments. I took this guy at face value, and he had all the bona fides of being a very well-respected investigator.